It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you know where the Youpers and the Trolls live, there's a very good chance that you're from Michigan.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Rena.
Now, just in case everyone hasn't heard, Youper is officially a word, correct?
It is going to appear in the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, their new edition coming out this spring. I do want to note that I've thought it was a real word for a long time. We've been using it, and we know what it means. It also has been in the American Heritage Dictionary for quite a few years now.
What is a Youper?
A Youper is someone who lives in or is from the Upper Peninsula. We also then have trolls, which is a term to refer to those of us who live in the Lower Peninsula, below the bridge.
Right, because trolls do like to hang out the bridge. But the Youpers call us trolls. We don't call ourselves trolls, right?
I don't call myself a troll. Do you call yourself a troll?
Certainly not, but I would consider calling myself a fudgie. What's that?
So fudgies are tourists who spend time up north where they can buy fudge. And for people who've spent a lot of time in Michigan, we know that up north is northern Michigan, but not the Upper Peninsula.
Here's something else that's pure Michigan, a pasty. What is that?
So pasties are filled pastries, often with meat. And then we also have punschki, which given the spelling, P-A-C-K-Z-I, you wouldn't necessarily know to pronounce that punschki unless you'd heard it or someone told you how to say it.
What are some other words or expressions that are really Michigan-centric?
One is lawn extension, which is the grass between the sidewalk and the street. I grew up without a word for that, but many folks in Michigan call it a lawn extension. Then when I moved here, I was really thrown by people saying, we're going to go to the bar. And I thought that everybody had agreed on what bar they were going to, and they just had forgotten to tell me. What I learned eventually was that in Michigan, people go to the bar the way they also go to the hospital or the movies. It's a generic term. I would tend to say go to a bar, not go to the bar.
I didn't know everyone didn't say it that way. That's interesting.
But now, it's very confusing for those of us who don't know where we're going.
Yeah. Is there also a change in the way we're using our vowels? You know, the typical Michigan, it's so hot outside, and which it isn't, but it's so hot. Is that a real Michigan sound?
There is a vowel change happening in the United States called the Northern Cities Vowel Shift. It's happening in Detroit, Chicago, Buffalo, Cleveland. We have some vowels that are rotating. And to show you what I mean, when I go to the grocery store, people will often ask me if I want a bag. I would tend to say bag because I'm not from Michigan or the northern cities. You'll also hear it when people say, let's take a walk around the block, yeah, where I would say block.
And thank you so much for this Sunday morning enlightenment.
Thanks, Rena.